Time on WSGW is 7:40. And on a Thursday morning, that's Saginaw Spirit Hockey time. Spirit Hockey all season long, specifically on 100.5 News Radio WSGW and online at WSGW.com. You enjoy all the broadcasts of all the games. As you enjoyed last night, a game broadcast, and from that broadcast last night into the studio this morning, we welcome play-by-play man Dylan Clark, and it's always a pleasure to talk Spirit Hockey with you, Dylan, especially if we can talk to you on a morning after the Spirit victory. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Charlie. A couple more points in the bank that that we can talk about tonight. A win over the Erie Otters last night, and it feels good to be back on that side of the score sheet.
Yeah, well, after a couple of tough games this past weekend, but you know, you're playing the beasts. You know, with London last Friday and Ottawa on Saturday. You know, Spirit battled, but having a chance to play against Erie last night kind of rights the ship. Obviously, Erie's not having a good season. And it was a battle, but in the end, the Spirit got the 2 points they wanted.
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, when you're playing against a team like that, you know, they're looking for something. They haven't had a lot going right for them in the Otters. They've had a lot of injuries, and it's that rebuilding year for them. They just had a coaching change. So, you know, a lot of people say, like, oh, all right, this is a big opportunity for a win. But it's also, you're playing a very angry and disgruntled and frustrated team, so sometimes that can make life a little bit more difficult. But it was it wasn't the cleanest or the prettiest game I don't think we've seen or we will see at the Dow Event Center this year. But you know what, at the end of the day, you got 2 points and a lot of positives to pull from it. You know, Nick Sima gets back into the lineup, plays his 100th OHL game, and he had been a player that they had missed for a little while, just as far as the energy that he brings. And you know, I know that prior to his injury, he had been having a little bit of trouble finding the back of the net. He was getting his chances, but nothing was just coming together for him. So he gets back into the lineup after missing, I think, 2 weeks with a lower body injury, and he scores a goal late in the third period, and just kind of see him get the monkey off his back that way was great. And we talked about before we hopped on, the power play had been an issue. They go 0-for-5, while the Otters go. They had at least two power play goals in that game, but Spirit couldn't capitalize on it. They had chance after chance. But that last power play, Roberto Mancini scores with less than two to go, and that ends up being the game winner. So it was probably not how they drew it up, but it's 2 points is 2 points, and you're in a much better position headed into the weekend than you would be otherwise.
We should take a moment to make mention of whatever you can mention. You talked about Nick coming back from an injury. We are now missing Michael Misa. He's going to be off for a little bit. What do we know about that?
Well, lower body injury, and I know those that that watch the London game and that listen to the London game will they'll know the hit. Max McHugh came through with a knee there, so don't necessarily have a timetable for his return, but lower body for sure. And that's going to be a tough pill to swallow here for a little bit. You lose your leading scorer. And Rosie and I were talking on the broadcast yesterday. You know, it's one of those things. Obviously, it hurts. But he's at a point right now in his development where, like, you'll see some flashes where he does some really impressive stuff, and it's signs of things to come. But he wasn't quite at that point of taking over hockey games. So it's not like that's something that they're necessarily missing right now, where it's, you know, he's going to take over games or he would be taking over games. So it's just, you know, obviously the focus is on not rushing him back, letting him take the time he needs to get healthy and get stuff back together, and then we'll see him back out there when we see him.
After all, he's only going to turn 16 next week.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. He's still a week or so shy of his 16th birthday. So, and you know, another player coming up on a birthday. He's going to be 17 here in a little bit. Zane Parekh.
Oh my goodness!
He scored last night, and he's one goal shy of the OHL record for goals by a 16-year-old defenseman. Rick Corvo sent it back in 1987-88. It's 19 goals. Zane Parekh's at 18 right now. And I made mention of it last night. There was a little confusion. I was myself confused. I thought it was, goals by a 16-year-old defenseman. You had to score them while you were all 16 years old. But the way the rule works is your 16-year-old season. So whichever year you start as age 16 and then whenever you turn 17 within it, that still counts. It's in that season. So I don't know exactly when Rick Corvo's birthday is, but that's the way the rules set up. So it's not like Zane only has two more games to break the record. He's got the rest of the season. So if he scores one or two more goals in the rest of the season, I think he's pretty well set up for it.
He will. The way Zane's been playing, it's been a good season for Zane. Don't ignore that. Don't ignore any of the individual players, which we like to talk about from time to time. Don't want to ignore upcoming hockey games, too. So the Spirit going to be home this weekend, Friday and Saturday games. We'll get to Friday's game in a moment because that's got some specialness to it.
Right.
But let's go to Saturday's game because there's something special associated with that game with a special guest we have in studio. Once again, how often we talk about Dylan, that the Spirit, the fun, the excitement of what happens. But sometimes you're engaged with a serious cause that's going on this Saturday.
Right, and that's a perfect example of it. Talk today, hope for tomorrow, along with Barb Smith. And we do have Barb Smith in studio with us here this morning.
Barb, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So explain what the game is all about and your association that you're going to bring the attention and the awareness on Saturday night.
Sure. The Barb Smith Suicide Resource and Response Network is hosting the theme night, Talk Today, Hope for Tomorrow. And the whole goal would be to destigmatize the conversation around mental health and suicide.
This is something that the Spirit actually engaged initially with the Ontario Hockey League years ago, and now it's something that happens for all the teams. What will be the focus? I mean, what do you hope that is going to be happening when the game is occurring? And before the game, what's what you're going to be doing?
Sure. We have about 20 resource tables in the Red Room that people are welcome to browse the tables, and there'll be all the local resources that work with families who are struggling or individuals who are struggling with their mental health, just kind of bring hope to the message. We are going to have 1,000 of the foam glow sticks for the first 1,000 fans to just to remind people that there's light and life, you know, in the midst of darkness. So we do not have a speaker in the Red Room, but we just got a lot of energy going in the room. Just, you know, really appreciating that the Spirit team brings the community together, which is when you bring communities together, you bring connection. And that in itself can be suicide prevention.
Can we put a number on it? A percentage of those who deal with it? And are we particularly focused on the youth? Or is this something that we have to focus on for any age?
I think it's for all ages. You know, middle-aged males was the highest rates of suicides, but we're seeing an uptick in our youth suicides as well. So about 42,000 people die by suicide a year and around 1,400 in Michigan. So we are seeing an increase since 2020 to 2021, there was a 4% increase. So oftentimes during a tragedy, the rates go down. And so that did happen during COVID. And now we're seeing the increase, you know, a year following a major crisis.
Do you have a direct involvement with people who might be seeking help, or are you more of, we will guide you to those agencies that can assist?
That's exactly right. So we do prevention. We do a lot of training. So we want to encourage your listeners to not only recognize there is a problem, but be, you know, take a role in suicide prevention. So we offer trainings, education, and then we are a connection to resources. So if you were to call our network, we're not a 24-hour crisis line. However, if you call, we will connect you to the right people who are struggling, help families with the right language and how to get individuals help that they need. And then we also care for people who've been impacted by a suicide. So we have an ongoing support group. We do phone conversations and outreach to people who've died, families who've had a loss to suicide.
And for people that would like to contact you, obviously you'll have the information at the hockey game on Saturday
night.
But beyond that, if people are listening or maybe can't make the game, how do we get in touch with you?
Sure. We have our website and our phone number. So our website is srrn.net. srrn.net, and then our phone number is 989-781-5260. But we really want to encourage people to purchase a ticket off our website. So $5 for every ticket sale that they buy through the ticket sales, but only with the Talk Today. So it's $16 a ticket. $5 for every ticket goes back to the network to support our programs.
And is that attached to, if I ask you, Barb, or look to you, Dylan, is there the password that has to be used for this special ticket? Do we have that? Or
I think Barb's got the password. Okay. I don't have the password here.
Actually, if they just go to the srrn.net website, they can click on Talk Today, and that leads you right to the place to purchase the tickets. Or if you call the Spirit Hockey League, you can call there, tell them that this is for the network for the theme night Talk Today, and they will also get you the tickets.
And we will put a link up, too, for the Spirit as well as for srrn.net on our website, too.
Perfect. And we just want to make sure all listeners, if anyone's struggling right now, to encourage them to reach out, call the 988 crisis line, the 988 suicide prevention and life crisis line, if they are in need of help at any time.
Barb, we appreciate you joining us this morning and for being with the Spirit on Saturday.
Thank you.
And that's the Spirit on Saturday. Dylan, let's make a reference to Friday, because you do have a game, and there's a special connection that's going to be happening on Friday for fans to enjoy.
Yeah, and as I'm sitting here listening to or looking up at the wall, you got the signed picture of Chris Osgood up there. That's I thought that was pretty interesting. Little good timing there. So Chris Osgood's going to be in the Budweiser Red Room before the game, taking pictures, signing autographs with fans. I'm going to have an opportunity to talk to Ozzy that way. And then five of the trophies from the Hockey Hall of Fame going to be in the building as well. The Jennings Trophy, which he won twice during his tenure with the Wings. The Conn Smythe, the Norris, the Willie O'Ree Community Hero Award, and the Vezina Trophy as well. So lots of NHL hardware going to be in the building on Friday night, and Sioux Greyhounds as well.
All right, so games on Friday, and again Saturday, especially with the connection with Barb Smith and her organization, that we guide you to SaginawSpirit.com. We'll put the links up, too, for the other organizations. And as we always say, go Spirit.
Thanks, Charlie.
6:50 on Friday night, 6:50 on Saturday night, if you're listening for the radio broadcast or online, but we'd love to get your seats into the seats at the Dow Event Center this weekend.